It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Nepal is still coming to terms with last month's massive earthquake that killed more than 7,600 people and reduced dozens of communities to rubble. Also hit hard were many of the country's sacred spaces and ancient structures. Here to talk about the significance of these structures and what the rebuilding process might look like is Jan van Alphen, who is the Director of Exhibitions, Collections, and Research at the Rubin Museum of Art. Jan, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much.
So there were many temples and stupas and palaces damaged in this quake. I mean, how extensive is the damage there, and is it concentrated in a certain area of Nepal? Because these structures are everywhere.
Yes, but they are concentrated, of course, in the Kathmandu Valley, the three boroughs, Kathmandu, Patan, and Bhaktapur. As far as we know, at this moment, about 60% of those buildings have been damaged somehow. Some are completely destroyed. Others have huge cracks and things like that. So it's really concentrated, at least as far as we know now. But there are more places beyond the valley.
Right, and there's some areas that they haven't even gotten to yet to
Absolutely.
See what kind of damage there was. Talk about the structures. How old are they? And what is the religious and cultural significance of them?
Most of the cultural heritage buildings are from the Malla period, which is between 14th and 18th century, and most of the buildings were from the 17th century. They had this typical Nepali structure. So many of them were temples, but they had this special shape, which is something in between a stupa and a pagoda, which is weird to say because, in fact, both are the same. But with pagoda, I mean something like we can imagine in China with these overhanging eaves,
right.
Roofs, one on top of the other. Stupa is more a dome structure, which is mostly on top of that. So it's something in between. You don't find that in Tibet. You don't find that in India, although the cultures are mixed over there.
They're so close, yeah. What role do these structures play in modern life for the Nepalese?
Well, the Nepalese are still very devotional. They have this weird mixture of Hinduism and Buddhism, which is so unique again for Nepal. But then there are also other influences from shamanism and from animism, and all that together makes it so special. So the Nepalese, whatever religion they attach to, they go to the temples. They have their house shrines, but they want to go to the temples also because the temples are places where their treasures are gathered as well. Sculptures, bronze gilded sculptures, so many paintings are there that are part of their old heritage since maybe 1,000 years. It's all kept in the temple. So all these communities are proud of what is in the temple.
From what you know, can any of these structures be saved or will they have to be rebuilt?
I think many of them have to be rebuilt, and it's a pity that many of them were just restored because there was from UNESCO a big program, the Kathmandu Valley Preservation Trust, who started in 1991 to rebuild and restore about 50 of the structures that were damaged with the previous earthquake in 1934. So many of them are destroyed again.
What efforts are underway right now to shield the structures from further damage?
Well, as far as I know, one of the concerns is that the monsoon season is coming. Mm-hmm. So a good thing is that all the communities are very attached to their buildings, and I think looting has not been a major problem so far. But what to do practically to protect it now, I think taking out the most important sculpted beams, rafters, sculptures, statues out of this rubble and keeping it apart somewhere would be the most important thing to do now, and then see how things can be either reinforced where they are only cracked or just made clear and start over again, but that will take a long time and will take a lot of money as well.
Your museum, the Rubin Museum, has put together an exhibition and a centralized space for people to connect. How can people help Nepal at this time?
Well, of course, there are many organizations that collect money for directly for all the victims of the earthquake. We feel that from our typical Rubin Museum side, we can help in making people aware of what it means, Nepali culture, the rich art of it, the unique features of Nepal. So we brought from the 600 objects that are Nepalese in our collection. So yes, I think we have something to offer and especially make people aware that Nepal is so important in art, in ideas, in so many things. And that's what we try to highlight.
Jan van Alphen is the Director of Exhibitions, Collections, and Research at the Rubin Museum of Art in Manhattan. Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you.